Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to be asking the question, should tourist destinations restrict visitor numbers? So it's a really interesting topic and you'll hear why I was inspired to speak about this in today's episode. But before we look at the topic, I'd like to remind you that you can read the full transcript with the glossary as well on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. So if you want to read along with the episode while you listen to make sure you have a really clear understanding, then you can access the transcript on the fan club page. And there you'll also find a video tutorial which is connected with today's episode, and it's all about modal verbs. So in the video, I look at how we use should, could, can and might. So if that's an area you'd like to study a little bit, then you'll find a video on the fan club page as well. So if you're interested, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben, and there you'll find out how you can join the fan club. Okay, so let's talk about this very interesting topic about tourism. I've got some key words to look at, and these are words that I'll be using in the episode. So I wanted to look at these first. I'm just going to give you the words, and then at the end, we'll come back to the definitions and how I use them. So the first word is fee. What is a fee? F-E-E. Next, another noun, day tripper. That's one word, day tripper. What, who is a day tripper? Next, another noun, holiday maker. Holiday maker. Again, that's one word, holiday maker. And then a couple of verbs to finish. Bother, B-O-T-H-E-R, bother. And boost, B-O-O-S-T. Do you know the meanings of these words? If not, see if you can understand them based on the context. At the end, we'll come back to look at what they mean and how I use them. Okay, so should tourist destinations restrict visitor numbers? Over recent months, several popular tourist destinations have taken steps to reduce the number of visitors they receive. The Galapagos has doubled the fee to enter the islands famous for its wildlife. Venice is charging day trippers. And as I reported last week on my other podcast, Apprendre Anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News, residents of Malaga have begun protesting against the number of holidaymakers and digital nomads arriving in the Spanish city. For numerous places around the world, tourism is vital for the city or country's economy, creating jobs and opportunities for locals. As we saw during the height of the pandemic, if there's no tourism, then for some people, there's no work and no source of income. But if a lack of tourism has a terrible effect on a region, then the same could be said of too much tourism. Perhaps tourism can actually kill tourism. Let's start by considering, what is a tourist destination and why are we attracted to these places? When I go away on holiday, I want to relax, have some good weather, do something different, and experience a different culture. Most travellers consider these things to be important to varying degrees. For example, John might prioritise sunshine over culture, while Jennifer might want to go out partying every night. For Brits, an opportunity to enjoy some decent weather for a week or two is definitely a big factor in where we go. In 2022, the most popular holiday destination for British people was Spain, followed by France, Italy and Greece. There are other benefits to these places, such as relatively cheap travel and accommodation options, proximity, and cultures we're familiar with. holidaymakers also want to explore completely different cultures, but this might involve longer journeys and greater expense. Whatever our reasons are for travelling, a large number of tourists can impact the lives of residents, and not necessarily in a good way. Angry Spaniards in Malaga argue that foreigners have made their city unaffordable, as higher demand for accommodation has led to higher rent. In other places, such as Kyoto in Japan, visitors have been disrespecting the local culture, bothering traditional performers on the street. Overcrowding and overpricing can't be a good thing, so what can be done? Well, there aren't solutions to all the problems. If tourists are bringing lots of money, it's difficult to say no to them, as they're boosting the economy. But when countries see that high visitor numbers is negatively affecting the city or region, possibly even removing some of its identity, that's when they need to take action. As I mentioned earlier, Venice, as an example, is charging day trippers, while Kyoto has closed off some of its streets. Maybe these small changes will make tourism a positive thing for both tourists and residents. What do you think? Should we let tourists run free wherever they want? Or should places do more to protect the people who actually live there? Okay, so I hope you found that topic interesting. I'm sure you've got some thoughts about it. Maybe you live in a place which is commonly frequented by tourists. I know I certainly do, in London. But let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. Did you hear them and did you understand them? Well, the first three words came in the introduction. So the word fee. I was speaking about the Galapagos. The Galapagos has doubled the fee to enter the islands. So a fee is a payment made for a service. So often there is a fee to visit certain places. Next, day tripper. Venice is charging day trippers. So a day tripper is a tourist visiting somewhere just for the day. So if you're just visiting Venice for one day, then you need to pay. And a holiday maker. Well, that's a tourist. So I said that residents of Malaga have begun protesting against the number of holiday makers. So yeah, it's a tourist, someone that goes on holiday. Okay, the next word was bother. So I was talking about how in Kyoto, in Japan, tourists have been bothering traditional performers on the street. So to bother is to irritate or annoy in some way. And finally, boost. So tourists are bringing lots of money, so it's difficult to say no to them as they're boosting the economy. To boost means to positively impact, to improve. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it useful. A reminder once again that the transcript and a video tutorial all about modal verbs are both available on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. I've left a link in the description of this episode. Have a great day and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin. Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel. Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé. Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.